So when I sat down to do the interview with Jeff, I kind of looked at what's been going on recently, and I looked at it. It looked like ESMO was like huge, huge, huge in terms of adjuvant therapy. I see these two trials. One was Jeff's trial of Nivo, and the other was the targeted trial with the dabrafenib trametinib. And I was like, whoa, I guess things are different now. Is that the case?
It was different the next day. I mean, this is absolutely, we've had all this discussion about the metastatic setting, and now the revolution's happening in the adjuvant setting, and it's of course going to have ramifications for everything we just talked about in the metastatic setting. We already knew that ipilimumab improved relapse-free survival and overall survival in a way that we had never seen historically with interferon or any other approach. That was, 1 and 3 year ago data. But now we see nivolumab clearly beating ipilimumab. I mean, just hands down on efficacy and on safety. So basically just that's it. Now for the BRAF wild type patient, very easy. You say nivolumab is the new standard. And literally, I would say, homogeneous opinion coming right out of ESMO that the next patient you saw in clinic who had the same stage three or even resected stage four burden of disease, so matched the clinical trial criteria, you'd confidently tell them that's their situation. On the BRAF side, the first result we see is BRAF MEK versus placebo. And there was, in parallel, by the way, a vemurafenib and a BRAF inhibitor monotherapy versus placebo trial, which captured less news because it didn't have the same impact and in fact, missed its primary endpoint. Whereas BRAF MEK versus placebo, big impact in terms of improvement in relapse-free and overall survival, even in this adjuvant setting. So the complicated math that we're doing in the field now for a BRAF mutant patient who walks in the door with stage three or even resected stage four disease is, okay, we have ipi versus placebo. Now, nivolumab versus ipi, and you can kind of look at the stepwise improvements there, and it gets you to, roughly, and just I'm apologizing for the cross-trial comparisons and all this stuff, it gets you to a roughly 50% protection. 50% in relapse-free survival. I mean, that, again, we're talking about melanoma where we were anguishing about interferon with its 10%, 15%, relative reduction in risk. So 50% relapse-free survival benefit. Just more than 50% was shown in the dabrafenib trametinib versus placebo study. So, I tell patients, look, we can't be so precise. These data feel roughly of equal impact. So if you have a BRAF mutant patient, my take home from ESMO and every day since then is you've got basically equal efficacy data for 1 year of nivolumab or 1 year of dabrafenib trametinib in the adjuvant setting for these patients with resected stage three, stage four disease. Ipilimumab now basically has been displaced. And so it's what's going to be fascinating as we now shift to doing this in clinical practice routinely is those patients who do relapse, what do we do for them? Because they've now seen these drugs in the adjuvant setting. And as you can imagine, we have essentially no data whatsoever regarding, what strategy you should prefer. Do you always switch, mechanistically in the BRAF mutant patient, depending on what your choice was in the adjuvant setting? I mean, that's tempting to say yes, but we really are going to be entering a new territory where we're going to have to, rediscover what benefits are maintained for these therapies if a patient does relapse after adjuvant.
Yeah, I'm dying to put together a patient decision aid on this one.
Totally. But it's amazing data. I'll tell you, I mean, if you
It
just
is.
stare at the outcome data, relapse-free survival for all the data sets, and we have this overall survival finding from the dabrafenib and trametinib trial, I mean, it really is better than expected on both sides, the immune checkpoint side and the BRAF MEK side. And who would have thought that would happen?